98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host. We heard Lethal Love off the brand new album from Elin Jewel. The album's called Get Behind the Wheel, just came out. Elin Jewel is our guest today, and she's on the telephone. Hi, Elin.
Hi, how are you?
Everything's well here in Red Hook. Hope you're enjoying your day so far.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
For sure.
Well, I must admit, I'm loving the new album. We've been fans of yours since, I don't know, day one. We have a connection with the band, more or less, since the beginning of the Elin Jewel band. And we're huge fans. So we love playing your music. We love hearing you. And we love when you give us new stuff.
Thanks. I'm so glad. You know, I'm a big fan of KZE. I know that KZE was the first radio station to play me, to play one of my songs.
Right. And, well, yeah. You know, we go out of our way to appreciate talent and to give, well, the ears that listen to KZE an opportunity to experience something new, something they haven't heard about, and something that will last for them, something that we turn them on to, that they'll enjoy for years to come, hopefully as long as the career of the person we're presenting or the group we're presenting shall do so. And you're one of those people. And we love the new album. We love Lethal Love. In the studios here at KZE is a bumper sticker that I put up years and years ago, and it says, "More cowbell." And in Lethal Love, the cowbell gets a little four-beat solo, and we love that.
Yeah, a little solo, it's true, it's great.
So more cowbell, and well, you've been settling into a different experience life-wise than you have, let's say, a year ago. Things are changed for you.
Yeah, the pandemic, I know it turned a lot of people's lives upside down, and I was definitely no exception to that rule. Right around the time the pandemic began, my marriage fell apart, and I was married to the drummer and my manager in my band, and I just didn't know what the future would hold. I also lost quite a few people who were really close to me in rapid succession. Mm. That was actually unrelated to COVID, but I still blame COVID, though, just because it seemed to be like the catalyst that launched all the chaos and destruction. And I was just really unsure if I would be able to have a band, you know, because of my marriage, and then I wasn't sure about, you know, even if we did pull through and we were able to tour again after the pandemic, if there would even be venues, that were open still, or that could open again.
And people feeling safe enough to come out to them.
Yeah, and, slowly it's just been this process of putting the pieces back together, and something that I'm honestly finding that really has surprised me is that my band has come back together. Mm. My ex and I tour together. We're friends, and everything is copacetic. And I'm finding that there's a lot of joy out here now on the road. Mm. I feel like people are grateful. We don't take each other for granted as much. It's like it's kind of this feeling of, hey, it's a miracle. We're doing this thing again that we used to just, not really give much thought to.
Yeah. I can't say,
reunion.
Yeah, like we didn't take it for granted being able to go see live shows and to go and perform. It was either work or something that was kind of always there to do, at least for me. And then once that was taken away, there was a void, and that was a weird space. So I'm sure as an artist yourself, it was a little trying.
Yeah, I think a void is a good way to describe it. It was, I felt really bewildered and like, well, if I can't perform, then who am I and what do I do? And just sort of wandered around in a daze. That's how it felt.
Oh, man. Well, thank God there's better living through chemistry and helpful people out there who can change your moods, change the way you think and feel, and lift you up when you're down. And I am always grateful that there are people in my world like that, and apparently you have the same.
Yeah, I really learned how to lean on my safety net. I never even really stopped to consider whether I had one. I guess you don't really know until you're really falling if you have a safety net. And that's my network of close friends and family, and we're tighter now than ever before. So I think this new album has a lot of those elements in it. There's a lot of grief and bitterness, but there's also, you know, and some anger too, but there's also a lot of triumph and defiance and joy, and that's what I hear anyway.
I'm with you. I hear that too. There is a bunch of joy, and it comes in fun places. Winnemucca is a fun song. But a lot of the tunes on the album they're really solid and they're really strong melodically and musically. They have weight to it. And then a lot of the lyrics that you wrote are personal and really expressive. And great job, Elin.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. And so now the Elin Jewel Band that is coming to Hardiman Orchard tomorrow. Mm-hmm. The X is on the drums.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
We get along great.
That's awesome.
Working together, sounding good. And yeah, it's been a heck of a journey, but I think
imagine.
We're kind of dialing in what works.
There must be still some weird emotions and tension at times during that, and I wish you all the best. You know that.
Thank you.
That's pretty heavy duty. And the family is well then, for the most part.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, all is well, and my daughter, she won't be with us on that show. She's visiting relatives on the East Coast in the Boston area.
Oh, cool.
But she's having a good time, and I just feel like this tour in particular, because, you know, we've toured quite a bit since the pandemic already, but I feel like this one is really the one where people are coming out to see us, they're having a good time, and I'm kind of sensing less reticence, less fear. I think the last time we came through here was last summer, and things were still feeling a bit tentative, you know, and I think a lot of folks were still staying home due to COVID-related reasons, and I think this is the summer that we're starting to really notice an improvement in just the general overall vibe.
Well, let's keep that up, everyone out there. Let's keep up the vibe and keep it good. Yeah. Now, Elin, how's Jerry doing?
He's great. Yeah, he's well. He's playing like a monster as always. And,
oh, man.
Yeah,
he is. Jerry Miller is one of the best guitar players I've ever seen or know. He's just incredible. And yes, there are a million guitar players out there, and I know that making a statement like that is bold, but if you've never seen Jerry play, you don't know what you're missing, because he is, as Elin just said, a monster.
Yeah, the killer, Mr. Miller.
Yeah, so folks, if you love guitar playing and you love music, you don't want to miss this. Jerry is incredible. Elin sings her tail off all night. She moves around the stage. She engages you as a performer to the show. You become part of the act. And there are songs that you can hold on to your partner tight. And there are songs where you just want to stretch out and kick it. And that's what I love about the Ewan Jewell Band. I'm a fan. I've seen the band live a bunch of times, and every time has been an amazing experience. And you never know what to expect. You don't know if they're going to chill you, if they're going to rock you, or if they're going to countrify you. You never know.
Yeah, we like to keep people on their toes.
We like that a lot.
Yeah.
The suspense of the next song, In Between, is the part of the show I love.
Oh, that's cool. I dig that.
Yeah. And then, of course, the execution of the tune. And Ewan Jewell and her band are amazing. Take my advice. Get tickets. Don't miss out. Hardiman Orchard, tomorrow night. It's going to be a great show. Outdoors, check. Indoors, check. Goats, check. Beverages, check. Ooh. Food, check. I said goats.
Now, that's something you don't hear every day.
Yeah, as part of the specialness. Yeah, goats.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah, and, you know, when you have to relieve yourself, your journey to the bathroom, you pass the goats. You can't not. So It's always cool and always fun. And, Ewan, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I'm going to try to come out to the show and enjoy it, so I'll stop by and say hi.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, and great. I recommend everyone get tickets before they're gone. Visit HardimanOrchards.com tomorrow night in Red Hook on Route 199. Ewan Jewell and the band. And please do yourselves a favor. Pick up the new album, Get Behind the Wheel. And Ewan, personally, I wish you all the best. And hopefully things will be nothing but golden for you.
Oh, thanks so much. That's really sweet.
You're welcome.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Our guest has been Ewan Jewell. Tomorrow, Hardiman Orchards in Red Hook, HardimanOrchards.com, ElanJewell.com, and WKZE.com. Ewan, stay in touch, and we'll catch you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Be well.
Bye. We'll be right back here on the Up and Running Morning Show with some more great music.
The science behind the smile. That's the focus at the Uptown Kingston Dental Office of Drs. Jeffrey and Maureen.